Dinedepensa ha ng West Australian Premier na si Colin Barnett ang desisyon ng kanyang partido na piliin ang One Nation kaysa sa mga Nationals sa How to Vote cards. Mas pinili ng liberal ng estado ang One Nation kaysa sa Nationals sa ilang mga upuan para sa mataas na kapulungan sa susunod na buwang botohan. Ang kasunduan ay binabalik ng One Nation sa pamamagitan ng pagpili sa Liberals kaysa sa Labor para sa mababang kapulungan. Narito ang ulat ni Brianna Roberts na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon kay West Australian Premier na si Colin Barnett, ang kasunduan ng kanyang partido kasama ang partidong One Nation ni Pauline Hanson ay isang praktikal at pragmatikong desisyon at matutulungan ang kanyang pamahalaan na subukang mapanalo ang ikatlong termino. Sinabi niya na ang layunin ng kasunduan ay maipagbawal ang Labor na makakuha ng kapangyarihan.
This discussion takes place between the Lay Party organizations. I am not directly involved in it. I've had a view and I am satisfied with this outcome. It is unusual, but it is a practical, pragmatic decision by the Liberal Party because what we're out to do is to retain government.
Sa mga unang araw ng buwan, nagbigay babala si Barnett sa mga mamamayan laban sa pagboto para sa One Nation at sinabi na magiging mahirap na mamuno kung ang partidong minorya ay kontrolado ng mataas na kapulungan. Ayon sa pinuno ng Federal Labor na si Bill Shorten, ito ay ipokrita at siya ay nangako sa kanyang partido na hindi siya magsasagawa ng tinatawag na preference deal kasama ang One Nation.
Frankly, I'm staggered that on one hand the Liberals spend so much time telling Australians that they dislike One Nation's policies, but then they cuddle up to One Nation when the Liberals get desperate. Frankly, I'll leave the One Nation Liberal deal to the judgment of the Australian people. In politics, you've got to stand for something. John Howard didn't give his preferences to One Nation. I won't give our preferences to One Nation.
Kumilos na ang ministro ng Federal Cabinet na si Arthur Sindonis para ilayo ang sarili sa desisyon at sinabing ito ay desisyon ng estadong sangay ng partido. Ngunit kanyang sinabi sa ABC na kanyang kinikilala ang One Nation na may malaking epekto sa mga botante.
The One Nation of today is a very different beast to what it was 20 years ago. They're a lot more sophisticated. They've clearly resonated with a lot of people. Our job is to treat them as any other party. That doesn't mean we have to agree with their policies. We have to deal with them in the Senate. And so when it comes to issues of preferencing and the like, we have to make decisions. In this case, it's a state decision. It's not a federal decision based on the local circumstances.
Sinabi naman ng independenteng senador ng South Australia na si Nick Xenophon na ang liberal sa Western Australia ay simpleng gumagawa lamang ng pragmatikong desisyon. Ipinahayag niya rin sa Sky News na ang pagpili sa One Nation ay mahalaga para mabigyan si Premier Barnett ng panalo.
The reason why the coalition or the Liberals in Western Australia are doing this deal is because they are scared of losing the election and they need One Nation preferences. It's as simple as that. They're polling quite well. It is all about political expediency. And the great paradox here is that Bill Shorten is doing a John Howard by saying that he doesn't want to do a deal with One Nation. So let's see how it plays out in the WA election. But clearly, Colin Barnett cannot survive without One Nation preferences.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.